If we stand before a mirror, we see our bodies. Which mirror will show us the soul? That's when we become spiritually purified, our mind becomes a mirror which shows us ourselves. Let's do a simple experiment. Wherever you're seated, just sit down comfortably and close your eyes. And closing your eyes, you can take 3 deep breaths. 1, 2, 3. Now, with your eyes closed, look in front of you. Because your eyes are closed, you cannot see what is physically in front of you. But still, there is some kind of screen inside you. And on that screen, you may see various things. You may see this room. You may see some friend. You may see your home. You may see a loved one. If you're hungry, you may see food there. You may see various things. Or you might just see a dull haze of colors over there. But whatever it is, you see that on a screen. Now, as you're observing that screen, try to step back and catch sight of who is it that is observing the screen. I repeat, there is a screen which you are seeing and there is some seer of that screen. So try to step back and catch sight of that seer. Try once again to catch sight of the seer of the inner screen. No matter how often you step back, that seer steps back with you. What you are looking for is what you are looking with. That inner seer is you, the soul. And that inner screen is your mind. You can take 1 deep breath and then you can open your eyes. Thank you. So, during normal perception, what happens is the inner seer, the inner screen and the outer scene, all 3 come together. And that's how you perceive things. So right now, the screen is like a window. That's how you are able to see what is outside. Sometimes the screen becomes like a movie screen. So you are sitting here, but you start thinking about some cricket match somewhere, or some friend doing something. So many things, and that's how we get absent-minded. But as we become purified, what happens is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. This mirror of the mind, sorry, this screen of the mind will start acting like a mirror. And it starts acting like a mirror, at that time we can perceive ourselves. Yatro Paramate Chittam Niruddham Yoga Sevaya Yatra Chaiva Atmana Atmanam Pashyan Atmani Tushyati. So, when Yatra Uparamate Chittam, when the mind stops getting captivated by external things. Hey, this is so attractive. What is that? The mind stops getting captivated by external things. Niruddham Yoga Sevaya. By steady yoga practice, by steady spiritual practices then. Yatra chaiva atmanatmanam. And then the purified mind will become like a mirror. And then we will perceive the self with that. Pashyan atmani tushyati. One becomes delighted by perceiving oneself. So eventually when we become purified, our mind will become a mirror. Till then, scripture can act like a mirror for us. If we study scripture, then the study of scripture can give us self-understanding. So it will be more of an intellectual self-understanding, but experiential perception that will come when we purify ourselves and our mind becomes like a mirror.